The number of new Arizona COVID-19 cases are increasing exponentially. A week ago, we had 18 cases here in Arizona. As of this morning, the Arizona Department of Health Services reports 152 cases and 2 deaths. Both occurred in Maricopa County, which also has the highest number of cases of any county at 81. Joining us to provide insight on those numbers and more is the director of the Maricopa County Public Health Department, Dr. Rebecca Sonnenschein. Good morning, Dr. Sonnenschein.
Good morning.
So this jump in numbers, from last week to this week, this was expected, right?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we know that this virus is very contagious, and we anticipated that once we had just a few cases here, that it would rise very rapidly. I can tell you that we're doubling the number of cases that we're seeing almost every day. And it's important to know that we're not capturing even close to the number of cases that are actually out there. We've got a limited amount of testing supplies, so we're not really able to test people with mild to moderate symptoms. And so the cases that we're seeing disproportionately represent people who are more severely ill. So I want to caution folks that we've got far more of the severely ill in these counts. And that means that if you look at the percent who are either hospitalized or who are dying, that is going to be an overestimate of what's really happening out there.
Yeah, I want to talk about the hospital situation, because so much about of what we're doing in social distancing is trying to prevent an overload of people coming into hospitals and hospitals being able not to manage that. How are we looking on that front? Are hospitals crowded at this point?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked. We're actually at an abnormally low capacity in our hospitals. In fact, we're far lower than we are during a normal flu season. So the good news is we're not seeing that stress on our healthcare systems due to the number of people who are hospitalized or in the intensive care unit. The stress is coming from a shortage of personal protective equipment, or PPE. Mm-hmm. And that's really the issue here, is that we need to make sure that our healthcare workers have all of the protection they need to adequately take care of those who are severely ill. And because this has been going on for some time, we're starting to see supply shortages nationwide. And that's what we really need to be mindful of, is making sure that we conserve that personal protective equipment so that our hospitals can continue to function.
That'll be one of the challenges coming forward. Dr. Sonnenschein, we've heard a lot about this, you know, heading off the curve or blunting the curve of this crisis in terms of more people getting it all at once. Where are we on that curve at this point, I guess, is the question at this point.
Well, again, we're not able to test even close to everyone who is ill. So when we follow that curve, what we're looking at now is a very rapid rise. When people talk about flattening the curve, what they're talking about is trying to slow that rise in general. And I want to emphasize that the main thing that we need to do to slow that rise is to keep people home when they're sick. Mm-hmm. That is the number one thing that public health does all the time, is when there is a case, we contact them, we have them stay home, and we actually quarantine their household family members, anyone in their household. We also ask the people who are around them, who are close contacts, to monitor for fever and symptoms every day and make sure they stay home when they're sick. So that is the absolute fundamental of flattening the curve. Social distancing, which is also very important, and it means, you know, not having gatherings greater than 10 people, and in general, trying not to touch other people unnecessarily, mm-hmm. That's also really important. But staying home when you're sick, washing your hands and not touching your face are what we all can do and is in our control to help prevent spread and flatten that curve.
Quickly, before I let you go, in terms of testing, you've mentioned a couple of times there's not enough tests available. Banner Health has opened some drive-through testing sites here in the Valley just today, I believe. When should someone get tested? How might they go about that if they think they should?
So when somebody has mild to moderate symptoms, so a cough, sore throat, maybe some congestion, and even a fever, they can manage that at home, that mild illness. You want to make sure you stay away from others, get plenty of rest and drink fluids. If you are in a situation where you're over 60 years old or you have chronic medical conditions, you want to make sure you call your healthcare provider. That's when I think it's more important to get tested, because we know that sometimes you can have mild illness and then things get worse in that second week of illness. The other reason to go in and seek care is if you can't get your fever to go away, you get short of breath, that's obviously when you need to seek care. But we aren't going to be able to test everyone that we can, so we hope those with mild illness will stay home and care for themselves and just stay away from others so that they don't get other people sick.
All right. Director of the Maricopa County Public Health Department, Dr. Rebecca Sonnenschein. Thank you again, Dr. Sonnenschein.
Thank you for having me.